Hello everyone. This is really a very special episode this time. We are not going to disclose that as to why as of now yet. We have a guest who is from, for the first time, another district. He's sitting in another district and we are in another district and we're recording this online. Over to
hey,
you.
We are in Bangalore, man.
He's in another district.
Yeah, we are in our studio itself.
yeah, right.
So this is my friend. His name is Chakravarti, and yeah, he is a special guest.
Very special to, from what I've heard.
yeah, like too damn special, and he's gonna feature this episode, and like we are pretty sure he's gonna just break all our history of guest episodes.
Yeah, hey guys, it's Chakravarti HS, and I'm from Hassan actually. So yeah, I'll be your guest for today, speaking to, you know, it's my honest speaking on the podcast actually, which I've been listening for a long period of time. Yeah, I'd like to say from the beginning itself.
Oh, nice. Thank you for that. Yeah. Okay, so what do you do?
I'm studying BCom right now, bro.
Nice. And how are you related to my other co-host?
We actually went to the same coaching institute and we are friends ever since then.
Nice.
Hey, you know, just 8 to 9 months of, 8 to 9 months we stayed together and like we have a family there.
Yeah.
I think the hostel environment gets in the extra bond which you guys can create. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's there. Yeah. And you know, our even our previous guest, Sadev Shetty, even he is close to us. So we all are from the same place, from the same institute. What he was
okay. So
you.
Atomic is producing a second guest for our podcast now.
Yeah,
thanks, Atomic.
Yeah, hail Atomic.
Okay. So I think the guests would have seen. I mean, the audience would have seen the episode title, and then they would have been like, okay. What's something controversial is going to happen today? So let's get started, shall we?
Hey, more than the title, the guest is amazing, man.
Okay, so the first list on the agenda is, okay, so what are your, I'm not going to say experience with girls, that's going to be very wrong.
But, yeah.
What do you think is
you
the
can
main
tell that
difference
too.
Between...
You can tell that too.
we'll come to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, fine. I'll just tell it in the later part, actually.
Yeah. Okay, the first thing on the agenda is that what is the difference between how we perceive girls or women in the Western world, in the movies and the TV shows, versus how they are in India? Yeah. Like, what is the major difference?
Bro, in India, we're like, there are two types of girls. I mean, like, basically, there are three types of girls, but we consider them as two types. One are the ones we call as six, and one are like normal girls. You know, we'll get thirsty. You know.
Okay,
six
I like
in the sense, they're like high maintenance girls. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, six in the sense they're like high maintenance girls. Unless you have like a load of drugs, cash, or big cock and all, then don't even dream about those kind of girls. Okay, six, you won't get them easily. That's one part. Yeah, I mean those kind of relationship doesn't even last more than 3 months. I've seen those all stuff. Okay, based on experience also, I'm telling like not more than 3 months. That's for sure. Pakka, I'll give guarantees on that.
So you're saying that there's a
yeah,
3 month
the
exit. There's a 3 month exit to each and every relationship with chicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, chicks actually. And the other girls, they're like, you know, yeah, unless you break up with them, they won't break up with you.
Whoa.
That's the thing with the other girls.
Okay. So yeah. It's two different extremes.
Yeah. You know, with this chicks, you know, I had my friend, like, I won't take her name, but she's actually a chick. I mean, damn hot. She's my homie's girl, actually. And that one girl, she perceives other people on their appearance. You know, you should have great sense of fashion, you know, dressing style must be good and all. She broke up with that guy just because he tried many days. He was having good sense of fashion and all. He had some cash and all. After they, you know, he got the cash exhausted like after some weeks and all. He was like, I don't have cash to do all kind of fancy stuff and all for you right now. So, like, break up then. I don't want to be with you in the car. I'm like, damn, girl, you break up with that guy just because of his appearance and his all. Like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
That was
so
one example.
This girl comes under the first category now, isn't it?
Yeah, sixth category. And there are, like, there is another girl. I mean, Like, not all six are like this, but some. Like, 90% of six are like this itself. 10% of the six, who am I seeing?
Okay, he's even bifurcating the group of chicks now here. So
yeah,
you got it, right?
Yeah.
Sub-classification.
Yeah, sub-classifications, yeah.
Please, continue.
The other 10% of the six whom I saw, like, saw them, they were running behind their past boyfriends, actually. Their exes. Like, she was with me in my, yeah, second year, and she used to go behind her ex who was in, like, 10th standard. That relationship ended in 10th standard, she was still behind him. So, that thing also goes on with the sixth part, actually.
Okay, so what about the other kind of girls?
Yeah, low maintenance ones, yeah, we'll get to that. Low maintenance ones, they don't break up with you easily, and you have lots of fights and all, they'll patch it still and all. That thing, you know, that's not an issue for, like, modern age and all. But Gen Z kids going with six, that's like, you know, top tier girls and all, they get your heart breaking easily, man. That's the stuff we wanted to say.
Okay, so one more question to you. Have you tried both the categories as of now?
Yeah, I have experienced many other stuffs too, actually. I went to low maintenance, middle maintenance, and high maintenance, all of them. Man, this is my, you know, first time making my relationship public, actually. I have kept a private life till now.
Okay, nice.
Hey, Chakravarti is from Hasan, but he's actually living that, Las Vegas life there.
True.
Yeah, bro. You know, like, you guys have seen Third Street, I know that. And the place where I come from, it's Manipal, okay? That Manipal is exactly the Third Street made into a whole city. It's something like that. Third Street, the whole city is Manipal.
Like, I've heard, like, very, different things from Manipal, like, next level things. I still have to experience it, have to go there itself. Yeah.
How we come to Manipal and get to experience everything over there. Manipal, bro, you have heard the suitcase thing, I guess, also.
Oh, yeah. The smuggling of the guy, the girl from the hostel.
That's the place where I come from right now.
I think
I had a Tinder experience also.
One more thing interesting which I've heard was, I think Harsha was the one who told me that the number one production, number one usage of condoms in the whole world or something is from Manipal itself. Is that correct?
Yeah. In the whole India, it's like Manipal is the highest one.
Yeah, whole of India. Yeah, I think that's going to tell you a lot about that place.
Yeah, you get the idea of that. That's, okay, I'll just tell my Tinder experience now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tinder experiences, I just went to, there were many girls, I'll just tell one part of that. So, that thing was like, I had chat with a Tinder girl over there, we matched and all, then like we basically used Tinder for only one thing, and we all know that what's that for. And so we went when we did the deed together, done, and later on she texted me later at that time. So like I had some feelings for you and all. I was like, okay,
she has
fine.
What?
I know
she has what for you?
Last.
Feelings,
right? Feelings for me. I'm like,
okay.
A sudden emotional attachment after the deed, like, bro, seriously, okay. I was like, fine, okay. I know this thing won't last and all. So I was like, okay, fine. And later on, she was like, I'm sorry for that, feelings fall apart. I just wanted, I just didn't want to fall into depression after my ex left me at all. So, like, if you want a closure, you just ask the guy, why do you want to just do that shit up with me? Bro, that's the experience you get in Manipal.
At least she told she has feelings for you. She didn't tell you that she's pregnant.
You can still consider that as a
I keep my safety, though. I keep my safety always, okay?
Prevention always better than cure.
Yeah.
Hey, this is maintenance. This is not like, cure, man.
Yeah, man, I truly agree. Yeah.
Okay,
before
you go ahead, moving on to the second agenda, which is related to the first one. Why do you think chicks or girls act the way they do?
See, some girls are having the mindset of only one thing. the other girls are having mindset of like all of other things, the family ones and all, want to have family and all. But some girls, they're already like, I want to be this and all, I want to be like, I'm hot. They have that self-confidence which makes them think that she's the superior one and all.
Wow.
So she will be like, I want that guy. So they have those kind of mentalities for there. And the other girls are like, any panda is fine, he must be good, that's all. Okay, so that's the thing which happens like in that category actually.
Okay, so which one do you think, like, how do you think they should actually be? Like, what do you feel that how we should be treated as guys?
Man, see, this one will be like, anti-creative this one actually, seriously. Like, women from the ancient times are meant to be protected. Like, they are meant to be provided for actually. And they have to take care of the household stuff and all. But in the Gen Z area,
this is gonna get controversial as fuck.
Yeah, man, seriously, like, that's how the things should go on. That's the patriarchal society actually. The feminists right now, they want the female dominated society, which exactly will be the same thing itself. The only thing will be, we'll be treated as slaves, that's all. Now we are treated like shit also, but still later on we'll be treated as slaves, that's all. If the female dominated society happens, then next part will be like, the female ones, they're like Gen Z kids, the chicks who I said earlier, they're like, it's our society and these things won't happen to me. But sis, that's not how the world works, okay? Everything happens for everyone. You're not like an exception over there. You're not the chemistry banana board for an exception over there. No, they don't have that mentality yet, but they still have to grow that mentality actually.
Okay. Do you have something to add?
Always goes for that superior ones, no?
Yeah, bad choice. I mean, I'm still not gonna give up though. I'm still gonna try. But yeah.
So you're yourself choosing high maintenance ones, huh?
It is not called high maintenance. I mean, for me, actually, I don't consider them as high maintenance. I just have to feel that they have to reciprocate whatever the efforts which I put in. I think that is the
high mental maintenance, man.
It's fine. It's okay. I like high maintaining them. I like high maintaining them.
Yeah, nice. This was a good comeback, but you know that comeback doesn't stay.
Yeah, what I told you before was, I think the only bare minimum which they can do is to at least reciprocate or acknowledge the high maintenance part which I do. Even if they don't do that, I don't think they deserve anything.
Yeah, that's why they're called chicks. that's why he categorized them into two and then subcategorized again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And moving on, could you tell us about your personal experience if you're open to that?
Okay. See, I'll just tell the one part. Which
he's open to it, man.
Yeah. He's wide open to it.
I just also know the story, actually.
Okay. Story time.
Story time.
Yeah. See, my relationships till now have been thriving. One time I decided to go public, okay. That thing almost landed me in jail.
What the fuck?
Seriously. Almost landed me in jail. Seriously.
Okay, this is spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I'm like, a girl gave me a signal. Like, she was fine with it. Even I was flirting and all, she was fine with it. And later on, suddenly, she has a relationship with the other guy. I was like, bro, why are you doing this and all? Fine. She was like, you're not that good to me and all that good and all. But that guy was actually ditching on her, and he was with other girls also, the chicks part. She was with other chicks over there. And I tried to say that to her, she was like, nah, dude, no, and all. Bro, and later on, she blamed me for molestation and all. See, like, I didn't even touch you till now. Why molestation? Didi Q. Just because I just tried to flirt with another girl after that thing. She did that. I stopped caring for her and I started caring for another girl. So she was like, molestation, Dallo is big.
Nice way to go. So what happened after that? I can guess that it ended very ugly.
Yeah, seriously. Things went really bad, police case and all, yeah.
The only way in which it can be not ugly is where he has another story where he actually went to jail.
No, that was the ugliest part of my life. I still regret the decision. Why did I fall for her? Like, she is, you know.
Okay, so what is your, I mean, what should at least guys of our age prefer? What do you think is should be our best preference as of now? Looking for, you know, the searching for the one, or just taking it casual always?
Man, I would like to say just go for casual. Like, in this era, no one gives a fuck about anyone. They're like, they'll care for you like for 1 month, 2 months and all. And they'll just fuck off. Like, get off.
Oh my God, the same thing happened to me like exactly 2-3 months ago. Actually, the time period was correct too. Like, 2 months, it was perfect. The third month, it started going downhill. After the third month, she said, fuck you.
This era is like, I don't know. It's just drama. The relation part is the drama part. That's all. In life, it's drama. That's all. Except for some people, okay. I know Harsha might have been like, you know, proper one. He got a proper one, I guess. Yeah.
He landed a jackpot, if you can say so.
Harsha is winning in life right now.
Yeah.
He's winning a king size, man.
Oh my, lucky guy.
Okay, one other follow-up question for you. When do you think you're gonna, you know, settle down, or so-called, you know, get everything sorted out?
Girl-wise, I'll settle down after 30 itself. After 30. Not till then. Because I know that seriousness won't be in their mind until 30. Because until, like, 30, they'll be like, just go on flings and all. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just going on swinging right now. Go, that's all. Do the deed. Come home. That's all. Done. Enjoy the life.
Do the deed. I like that phrase.
People come to experience all the countries, right?
Yeah.
I think he has an atlas map on his, you know, in his room, and he's going to tick each and every country.
You want to break Sanju's record, man. We have to break Sanju's record right now.
Okay, and also I have one more question for you. I think it's going to be lost, but do you believe in actual romance and actual true love?
Ganta, I believe.
I was believing it until that girl broke my heart.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, when I was a kid, I was like, mujhe bhi sach pyar milega and all. But later on, that girl came and she had true feelings for me and all. Later on, fuck you, fuck off, that's all. Saddest thing.
But do you think it's correct to, you know, give up after just one girl? Or do you think, what is your thinking about that?
No, actually, don't give up after one girl. But I've seen many more instances, like my friends and all got heartbroken, got into depression and all. Like, most of my friends are heartbroken right now. Almost 60% of my friends are heartbroken. So, yeah, I got it. I understood the matrix now. There is no thing to go out of the matrix right now. It's the matrix. You just get heartbroken in this era. Just don't. That's all. No true love in this area. Yeah. Asha is the one who is out of the matrix, actually.
You just told, should we give up after just one girl or whatever you asked that question? You know me, right? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you motherfucker was very lucky. Okay, you're a separate, different category. things came your way even though you didn't try.
Oh, okay, nice. This one was nice. I didn't try.
I mean, obviously you did, but yeah. I hope everyone else out there is lucky as you were. You're the only one who didn't give a fuck about asking any questions because you have it sorted. I'm the one who's going to ask you questions.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I know Chakravarti has like a lot of experiences. He's definitely going to say some two or three more. What's it?
Okay, please. At least one more before we wrap this up.
Should I say about the flings or the examples with like my friends and all?
Twins, what?
Flings, bro. Flings.
Flings. Not flings. Yeah, go ahead.
Flings, okay. This thing was in Tinder part actually, during the COVID time and all. So I went, like, I matched up with a girl. She's actually a yoga practitioner and a dietitian for profession, actually. She's around 28 years, I guess.
All of this happened in Hasan or was it in Madi?
No, bro, in Hasan, you don't even get a single chick, bro.
I know. I was shocked when you said Tinder in Hasan. I'm like, what's happening? Okay,
no,
this is
bro,
money part.
Hasan, no shit, bro. Yeah, so there itself.
Okay,
I went out with her and it was the coolest experience of my life. Okay, I'll tell you. She was damn. I'm like, damn, serious damn. The chick part, the high maintenance part, she was damn. I got with her and, you know, I still have a number. We still chat regularly and all. But I would like to say the chick part, the only thing better in the chick part is that you get to hang out with some cool girls, like, who are like high maintenance and all, who show off to people and all. And she comes under the 10% wala category.
Mm-hmm.
She still didn't have the closure with her ex, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So she did the deal with me and, you know, I was great to have the pleasure there.
Yeah, continue.
And I still have some examples, actually. Like, my friend, he, you know, he's actually into weed and all the stuff. You know,
okay.
He's usually high. If you go to meet him, he'll be like, hi, Ole. Hi, bro. Hi. Yeah, I'm high right now. His girlfriend is a chick. She's damn hot. And those have been together for like 4 years right now. You know why? That's because of weed. weed. That's all. So yeah, that comes over there. Drugs, big cock or cash. That's all. Yeah, man. I just, you know, I'm counting for a 12 actually right now. 12 to, yeah, something. I'm increasing right now.
good going.
Bro, I should break the record of 400. I think I won't make it. I have to see.
Oh yeah, actually, I would love to hear more of your stories on a personal level, but then we can't do it on a platform because I think there are gonna be wild stories too, which you can't say it out loud. Yeah,
true. One.
So, was this your first experience on a podcast?
Yeah, man, it was my first thing on the podcast. And I'm honored to be on this podcast with you guys, actually. You know, Harsha is my friend, and you are also my friend, actually. It's my first time, and I feel lucky for being on this podcast right now.
You should usually, I mean, this is the first time which we're doing it on an online platform. Every time we do it offline, and that experience is going to be better.
Yeah.
So anytime you see us in Ramnar or something, please give us a call, and we'd love to record another one with you.
Sure, man. Sure.
Yeah. Hey, please say that we are even getting the counterpart of this episode.
Yeah,
just don't get any offense, right?
Yeah, because we have to balance it out because we are always neutral, so called neutral.
Yeah. I get it.
We hope that we get a new target market in your college and all of your friends.
Sure,
we are hoping that it's going to be a blast too.
No worries.
Okay, thank you for that. And this
is the episode. Yes. Okay, this is Ishwar and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing you all very soon.
Okay. Done up. Hey, heavy.
Hey, crazy.
Allah, Guru, Nimmana Hasan Andre, Manipala Lenito.